Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It was an ugly night all around for Carolina basketball. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. There was something disconcerting from the start of the ACC Big Ten Challenge game between UNC and Iowa. The 7:30 tip-off time seemed ideal for the first big game in the Smith Center. Not too early and not too late. Yet the $65 tickets were going for $5 outside the arena. And inside, you could tell why. An announced attendance of 18,000 was highly inflated, as entire sections of the upper deck were empty and seats all over the building were vacant. Then there was the greenout, some promotion for recycling that placed a green T-shirt in every chair, giving Blue Heaven a sour frog-like aura. And that's certainly how the Tar Heels played, missing chippy after chippy around the basket, never getting into an offensive rhythm and shooting a horrid 28% for the game. When balls weren't rolling off the rim, follow shots that should have been slam-dunked were short-armed from a foot away. Roy Williams ran so many subs in and out of the game, it looked like rush hour in New York. 11 different players got in as old Roy tried to find a combination of guys who were willing to play team offense and team defense. He never found it, and the fact that the Tar Heels still had a chance to win in the end was a tribute to Iowa shooting 0 for 12 from three-point range in the second half and 24% after the break. The Hawkeyes, who had one offensive rebound in the first half, came back with 16 in the second, and that's why they got enough shots to fall to erase a late four-point deficit and hang on to win when Marcus Page badly missed his ninth three-pointer of the night with 2 seconds remaining. Carolina got a good performance from Kennedy Meeks with a 15-12 double-double, but Meeks fouled out in the critical stretch, and no other Tar Heel made as many shots as he missed. Yes, the Heels are young, but no, it still looks like they cannot score with any consistency from outside or any authority from inside. From the green weenie look to the bad crowd that never really got into the game, it was a night to forget for the team picked second in the ACC. Coming off two quality wins in Nassau, this was a time to take it to another level, not backslide to where Williams almost finds himself at square one. This is Archansky. See ya.